Time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's a girls non-league matchup tonight as we come to you live from Oneonta High School. Always a special treat. We've come up here the last few years. Oneonta is hosting Delhi tonight, and this is set to be a good one. We've had a good time coming here the last few years as Oneonta and Cooperstown and a couple other schools in our area have really started to play some of the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League teams that are around. And for us in the media, I think that makes it really fun because a team like Oneonta, a team like Norwich that's in the stack playing a lot of teams from Binghamton doesn't always have some of our local teams on the schedule. So when I see a game like a Unitigo, and just if you're looking at the calendar, Oneonta girls will play Unitigo this Saturday. And when you know I saw this game on the schedule, when the schedule first came out, I said, it's a game we'd love to have on the radio. So here we are tonight live at Oneonta High School. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll break things down. Both teams finishing up their warm-ups here tonight. The cheerleaders are out. The fans are really starting to trickle in here after a solid JV game. Should be a good one tonight between the Yellow Jackets and the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
After that chill last night, I guess we better start thinking about winter driving. It'll be here before we know it.
Honey, I think it's time for a safer vehicle this winter, especially for you and the kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm just worried about our credit situation.
Well, I keep hearing that Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has guaranteed credit approval. That means they can get us financed.
They do have the biggest selection around. They feature about 150 vehicles in two lots.
Yeah, I saw a pretty nice Jeep Cherokee and a Subaru Outback on butlerautosales.com. They would be perfect for winter driving.
Yeah, I need snow tires too. Jackie told me Butler Auto Sales has all sizes of tires in stock, including snow tires, and they don't charge for mounting or balancing when you buy tires there.
Well, it looks like it's time to visit Butler Auto Sales.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. And if you have an accident, remember they feature a fleet of late model rental vehicles with unlimited mileage. Visit butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Love with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer tonight. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, as Butler has, of course, 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, Oneonta is coming in red hot here tonight, folks. Let me tell you, I think the perception around the area was, okay, they lost a couple of starters from last year. Let's see what they do this year. Maybe not high expectations, but they have just come out of the gate and they have been roaring, and that is with some of their key players having injuries. It's been the revolving door of who has the sprained ankle for the Oneonta girls, as they didn't have Taylor McCroney for the opening Drago tournament. And I thought going to that, boy, if you don't have Taylor, your senior leader, How are you going to do? Well, they answered the bell, and they won the Drago tournament. They have wins over Johnson City, Horseheads, Vestal, and Shenango Forks, and they've won the last two games by quite a wide margin. So Oneana comes in red hot, and I'm interested to see how they do shooting the basketball from the outside because they have some deadly shooters on that far side. For the Delhi girls, they, you know, lost four of their five starters from a state championship team in Class D in New York State last year, and they have struggled offensively. You know, talking with Coach Bruce, he said, well, it's one of those things. We have new personnel. People are going to have to learn the new roles. But, you know, they've done a really nice job. They got a key win over Green. It was a non-league victory, but late last week on Thursday, they went on the road, got a four-point victory over the Green Lady Trojans. That was well done. They got third place in the tip-off tournament after losing to Cooperstown in the first round, then defeating SS Seward in the consolation game. So they're a team that's grinding out some wins. So I think tonight should be a fantastic contest. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll get you set for Oneonta and Delhi on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Long with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along as Oneonta Girls will be hosting Delhi here tonight. Here's our starting lineups. First, for the visiting Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Head coach is Todd Bruce. Of course, won a state championship last year in Class D. They've moved up to Class C this season. They are starting with senior number 2, Aileen Nealis. Senior number 11, Anna Post. Senior number 12, Reagan Brocky. A freshman number 21, Sylvia Little. And a sophomore number 22, Sophia Wakin. On the other side for the Oneonta girls, a Class B team and longtime head coach Matt Miller. They have senior back from injury number 2, Taylor McCroney. She's a key piece. Sophomore number 3, Annika Buzzy. They have junior number 12, Danielle Bastekis. They have sophomore, number 14, Eula Johnson, and a girl who's really coming to her own at 5'10", a sophomore, number 33, Ava Eichler. Oneonta is in the white uniforms tonight, the home white uniforms, with the blue and the gold trim. It says jackets and blue and gold lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the black trim and the gray trim. It says Delaware Academy in black and gray lettering across the front of the chest there. Well, we're pretty much set to go. Both teams getting their final words of wisdom from the two coaching staffs, as I know these two teams see a lot of each other during the AAU season in the spring and into the summer, so I'm sure they're familiar with each other. A lot of these girls have also played AAU together. When you talk about Catskill Mountain, you have Anna Post, Taylor McCroney. I know they're very good friends, have played a lot of AAU basketball together, so I'm sure it'll be a friendly rivalry here tonight between Oneonta and Delhi, and we're underway. Oneonta girls win the opening tip. They will go right to left. Delhi's coming out in some very aggressive 2-3 zone on defense. Here is Eichler with the basketball. She'll pass to the right side here for Johnson. Johnson outside the three-point line will bounce one into the corner for Buzzy. Buzzy with a baseline drive, and she gets fouled as she takes it to the right low block. No, not a foul. Stepped on the line, and so the ball will go to Delhi. Full court press. Looks like a little 2-2-1 press coming from Oneyanta, but Delhi will break it to the right side as they go left to right. Nice pass there from Little to break it through. We're 30 seconds in, I should say, and we are scoreless between DA and OHS. Here's Brocky on the right side. OHS also coming out in aggressive 2-3 zone. Now a steal by Taylor McCroney. She'll zip down the right side of the floor. A chest pass ahead for Danielle Bastekis, and that one is too far over her hands. Actually, she tipped it, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball goes back to Delhi. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here as we get underway between the Bulldogs and the Jackets. We're about a minute into the contest and scoreless between Delhi and Oneyanta. Another steal here from McCroney. Right as Little brought it across half court. McCroney wants to take it right to the rim. Kicks one out for Bastekis. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled as she shot from the right elbow. And so Danielle Bastekis will step to the charity stripe for Oneyanta. 6:57 to go first quarter. We are scoreless between the Oneyanta girls here at OHS tonight, hosting Delhi in a non-leaguer. Bastekis' first shot is up, skims the front of the rim and won't fall here for Oneyanta. Good to see Taylor McCroney back. I know she's been back for at least one game, but had a pretty severe ankle sprain early in the year, so great to see her get back so fast. Second shot for Bastekis is no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Tracked down there by Eichler, but she couldn't just get there in time. Ran out of real estate. Ball out of bounds and goes back to Delhi. So we're still scoreless with just over a minute gone between Delhi and Oneyanta girls. 6:54 to go, first quarter. Now a little full court man-to-man pressure, it looks like, coming from Delhi. Excuse me, from Oneyanta against Delhi. And now a traveling violation on Wakin as she was trying to break through that pressure on the right side in front of the Oneyanta bench. So a turnover. We'll get it back here to Oneyanta. So again, we're scoreless between the OHS girls and Delhi. 6:40 to go, first quarter here tonight at Oneyanta High School. Left side of the floor for Bastekis. Breaks through the pressure. Gives one to Johnson. Skip pass across for Taylor McCroney. McCroney into the corner, finding Buzzy on a baseline drive. Dishes one back out for Eichler. Straightaway three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Reagan Brocky, and she's fouled on the box out. With 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Good box out there from Reagan Brocky, and the foul will be on Oneyanta's Annika Buzzy. Her first, team's first. So both teams each with one foul so far. Here's Little, breaks the pressure, goes to Wakin, up off the glass, and good. So the opening points of the game go to Sophia Wakin on a nice little break of the press, and a good pass there from the freshman, Sylvia Little. So Delhi leads 2-0 with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Left side for McCroney, passes one down for Johnson. Left-handed layup is no good. Anna Post skies for a rebound. Windexes the glass, and Delhi will move forward. Here's Little back across midcourt. Chest pass for Brocky, goes back to Little. And again, 2-3, very aggressive, trying to push Delhi out towards midcourt as they go to the left side for Nealis. Into the paint for Wakin, down low for Post. Her shot is no good. A lot of body there, but no call. And Oneyanta comes away with the basketball. Moving forward is Buzzy to the right side, and she gets tied up and will have a foul on the Bulldogs. With 5:35 to go in the first quarter, low scoring so far with Delhi leading Oneyanta 2-0. Oneyanta's a team so far this year that has shown that they can shoot the basketball well, put up some big points. Delhi has been struggling to score, so I'll be interested to see what happens here tonight. Inbounds pass on the baseline, goes left side for McCroney, gets into the paint, tosses one up, it's good. The floater in the lane is the first points of the night for Oneyanta, and the first bucket for Taylor McCroney. We're tied 2-2 in the first quarter with 5:20 to go in this first frame. Here's Brocky for Delhi with a shot that goes way off the mark and a rebound for Buzzy. And here come the Jackets buzzing forward. Now for Johnson on the left side. Eula Johnson gets into the paint. Dishes one out here for Ava Eichler. Her shot is off the mark. Died on the front of the rim. Another rebound here for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Little gets across midcourt. Almost has her pocket picked. Now she does. Good steal there by Bastekis. Ahead for Johnson on a breakaway. Lays this one up. Rolls around the rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor. On the rebound, Johnson hustling for it. Kicks one out. Off the floor to McCroney, who buries a long three. Taylor McCroney with all five of Oneyanta's points. And the Jackets lead DA 5-2. Delhi back the other way. Little with a pass as she gets into her own offensive end of the floor, but she does connect there with the body of Annika Buzzi. Will have a charge called against Little, and the ball will go back the other way. So that's three team fouls against Delhi here in the first quarter. One against Oneyata, first against Little here tonight. 4.5 to go first quarter. Oneyata leads 5-2, but a traveling violation here on Eula Johnson will give the ball back to D.A. I think it's important for Delhi to try to settle in here in the early going. I know we're just about 4 minutes in, and they're holding their own, but Oneyata looking to heat up with McCroney with all five of their points. Delhi back as they go left to right. Here's Little, takes it right to the tin, and a Dr. J finger roll up and in for Sylvia Little, her first bucket of the night. And it's Oneyata 5, Delhi 4. 4:10 to go first quarter. Knocked out of bounds as OHS tries to push it into the corner, and Sophia Wakin got her fingertips on that one and pushes it out of bounds. Oneyata will inbound in front of the Delhi bench. They go to Bastekis, drives down low, finds Buzzy in the blue paint, tosses one up, traveling violation. Was trying to work against Anna Post in the post and shuffled their feet. So Delhi gets the ball back. We'll have a sub coming in for Oneyata. Lane Johnson will be coming in. Let's see who subs out here for the Jackets. They'll do it at the next whistle. So in the meantime, Delhi will inbound the ball. Anna Post will throw this one away, stolen by Johnson of OHS. The Jackets get it back. Here's Buzzy to the left side for Eichler. Into the corner now for McCroney. Left that three ball short and scooped up here by Wakin on the rebound. Quickly into the hands of the guard, Sylvia Little, ahead for Nealis. Nealis goes into the post for Anna Post. She gets tied up there with Bastekis, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. 3:46 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. As OHS gets their chance to go to the bench, they'll bring in 5'11 junior Lane Johnson wearing number 24, and Buzzy will head to the bench for a quick break. Delhi will get the ball in front of the OHS bench. They'll go to Nealis now at the right elbow. Her shot is off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Delhi will come away, and now we'll have a timeout taken here by Delhi head coach Todd Bruce as he wants to regroup. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneyata 5, Delhi 4. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 3:35 to go first quarter here from Oneyata High School tonight. It's a girls non-leaguer, Oneyata leading Delhi 5-4. Here's Sylvia Little, the freshman point guard. She's one to watch in the future, folks. She has a very bright future at Delaware Academy. Passes one down low through the hands of Anna Post. She got tied up there with Ava Eichler. And the ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by Eichler. And you see those two as they got tangled up, shake hands after that. Have also played some AAU together. So a lot of fun when you see these teammates getting after each other, but the sportsmanship is there. Oneyata steals the inbounds pass. McCroney with a long pass ahead for Johnson. She saves it. Tries to pass one back for Lane Johnson. That was Eula to Lane. Off her fingertips, but last touched by Reagan Brocky on that right wing side. Stays with Oneyata as they go right to left. With 3:10 to go first quarter, it's Oneyata 5, Delhi 4. Lane Johnson to the right side, now back for Eula Johnson. Long two-pointers off the back of the rim, and Anna Post rips down another rebound. A foul on Oneyata on Kelly Weeks, who checked into the game. So that will be the first foul on Weeks, the second on Oneyata as a team. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 5-4. Little will bring it up the floor now for Delhi. Stops and will give it to Anna Post. A little give and go, so Little can pick her dribble back up. And we'll go to the left side now for Reagan Brocky. Brocky gets it to the high post for Anna, tosses one up and in on a little drive through the paint, and that's her first point of the night. So Anna Post gives Delhi a 6-5 lead with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Ball rolls out of bounds here, last touched by Delhi as Oneyata was bringing it up. A little pressure there from Sophia Wakin, and Delhi is pretty much meeting Oneyata right at midcourt now, trying to apply some extra pressure. Again, 2.5 to go, first quarter, a girls' non-leaguer tonight at Oneonta High School. Delhi leads 6-5. OHS with the ball down low. It pinballs around on a pass there from Eula Johnson out of bounds and goes back to the Bulldogs. So it still feels like both teams have not really settled in here tonight, but so far it remains a close game in favor right at the moment of Delhi. But they'll throw it away, and no, it'll stay here with Delhi. Looked like Wakin had thrown that one away, but it will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. But they're only going to have a couple of seconds to get it across the half-court timeline. Again, 2:25 to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 6-5. It's low scoring so far, but a good battle. And now we'll have a double dribble against Delhi and Riley Mason, who checked into the game. Just picked up her dribble. Looked like maybe for a split second she was going to get away with it, but the Zebra Crew caught that one. Ball goes back to OHS. This was just like Delhi's game against Green the other night. Even though Delhi wasn't finding much success on the offensive end, their defense was excellent, and it's the same here tonight. Frustrating Oneonta so far. McCroney will pass one over to Kelly Weeks, left side, and a three-second call on Lane Johnson is another turnover here for Oneonta, giving the ball back to Delaware Academy with just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. We have Delhi leading Oneonta 6-5. Here's Riley Mason across midcourt for Delhi, looking to set it up for the Bulldogs. Little give and go with Nealis. Back to Mason. They call out the play. 20 on the shot clock, a minute 50 to go on the game clock. Post down low. The shot is good, but it is waved off, and they will say the foul is on the floor, so Delhi will get it on the baseline. Foul will be on Ava Eichler. That will be her first, team's third. So both teams with three team fouls at the moment. Delhi looking to get it in. It's going to be close to a five count. They just get it in, but it's stolen away here by Johnson, Eula of Oneonta. Johnson down the floor with the jumper, left it short, had her glasses knocked off there. As a guy who wears glasses, I can understand and feel her pain there as her jumper came up short. Delhi comes back up. They'll find Sophia Wakin at the high post. The turnaround jumper is good for Wakin. She buries it, and a timeout is taken by Oneonta. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. It is Delhi 8, Oneonta 5. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Minute and a half to go in the first quarter, live from Oneonta High School tonight. Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. And again, a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. The Delhi girls leading 8-5 in what has been kind of a grinder game so far. And a lot of the games that I've seen Delhi play in the early part of the season, that's what they do. They grind you down with their tough defense. Let's see if Oneonta can answer out of that timeout. Here's Taylor McCroney, right side. Gets to the offensive end of the floor. They try to go to the high post. Now they'll kick out for Ava Eichler, left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Eichler picks up her dribble, and now we'll find Kelly Weeks. Weeks with the dribble drive down low. Her pass is tipped, but it goes right back to Eichler. Step back three. It's too strong. A rebound for Wakin, and she's tripped up and fouled as she brought that one down with a minute and 2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And so Delhi will inbound the basketball. Actually, now the officials seeing that a couple of seconds actually ticked off the clock, after they blew the whistle. So we'll see what they reset it to. It ticked all the way down to 57 seconds, and I'm guessing they're going to put 5 seconds or so back on there. So they'll bump it up to a minute and 4 seconds before they inbound the ball. So a minute 4 to go in the first quarter. Make sure you stay tuned later in the broadcast. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report or we can talk about this one a little more at length. Minute to go, first quarter. Delhi gets it in, but then they completely throw it away there with Reagan Brocky. Her pass back to Nealis went through her legs and out of bounds. So both teams have struggled with turnovers so far here tonight. Delhi goes back to the bench as it looks like Brocky is going to head off. And Elena Ruker will come in here for the Bulldogs. And so OHS will inbound the basketball on the left side of the floor as they go right to left on your radio dial. They'll get one into McCroney, who has all 5 points so far here for OHS. McCroney, a deadly outside shooter. We'll have some more stories on that coming up. Here's Eichler, gets into the paint. The floating jumper is good, and let's see if that gets the Jackets energized, as now it's Delhi 8, Oneonta 7, with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi with a long pass ahead for Ruker, looking for options, and lost it as OHS just swarmed her with a triple team on defense, and she had nowhere to go. 30 seconds to go, and Oneonta tries to pass into the interior, and the pass goes through the hands of Lane Johnson, out of bounds, and again back to Delhi. 26 seconds to go in this first frame. And I think both coaches are not pleased so far with the turnover portion of this contest. Still a one-point game with the Bulldogs leading the Jackets by a point. Bringing back up the floor here will be Riley Mason. Gets it to Little. Little give and go back to Mason as Delhi goes left to right. Mason goes for Little at the top of the key with 15 ticks left in this first quarter. They go to Anna Post. Dribble drive on the left low block. Had it knocked out of her hands. Gets it back. Tosses it up, and she's fouled with 6 seconds to go. Anna Post with 2 points so far here tonight, and will head to the line with 6 seconds left. See who the foul is on for Oneonta. This will be a foul on Maria Farrell, her second team's fifth. So again, in the girls' game, the fouls reset at the end of each quarter. Oneonta with 5 and Delhi with 3 so far in this first frame with only 6 seconds remaining. Post the first foul shot, in and out. And if you're Delhi here on the road, tough environment, you're going to need every single point you can get, and that includes all the free ones you get from the charity stripe. So here is Post, 0 for 1 so far, second shot coming. And this one is up and good for Anna Post. So she has 3 points, and Delhi leads 9-7. 5 seconds left. Here's McCroney for a long two left side. That one's off the mark, and time will expire. End of the first quarter. It's the Delhi girls leading Oneonta 9-7. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along wherever you're listening from here tonight. Start of the second quarter from Oneonta High School in this girls' non-leaguer tonight. It's Delhi leading the OHS Jackets 9-7. It's been a defensive battle so far here tonight. Both teams struggling with turnovers. Let's see if they can clean it up. Here's McCroney with the drive to the bucket. Too strong, and a rebound for McCroney. Back to the left side, gets into the paint, good fake, lays it up, and just rolls around the rim and won't go down. Post with a rebound, long outlet pass ahead for Reagan Brocky, who was leaking forward. Brocky goes up for the left-handed layup, and it won't go down, with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. But she'll head to the line as she was fouled. And so we'll see who the foul is on here for Oneonta. Foul will be on Ava Eichler, her second team's first here of the second quarter. Brocky's first foul shot rattles in, hit the rim about 3 times before it goes down. So the Delhi girls hanging tough here with Class B Oneonta. Rocky's second shot is up and good. So she goes 2 for 2 from the line. And this will be an 11-7 lead for Delhi over Oneonta early in the second quarter here at the Hive tonight. Eula Johnson finds Ava Eichler on the left side. Little is stuck to her like glue. They'll go to the far side now for Kelly Weeks. Weeks with a fake, a little dribble drive down to the right low block. 15 on the shot clock. Kick back out for McCroney. McCroney now for Annika Buzzy. Buzzy for Eichler at the top of the key. Dribble drive, a little left-handed floater is no good. Didn't hit the rim. Yes, it did, so they will get the reset on the shot clock. Johnson with another rebound off a layup miss, and OHS keeps the drive alive. Now they'll find Buzzy again at the foul line. Goes right side in front of the Delhi bench for McCroney. Back down low for Buzzy. Kicking back out again for McCroney. Long three, hit the rim twice, rattled out. Rebound for Anna Post, and she has been Windexing the glass down low here tonight for the Bulldogs. She is fouled on the rebound opportunity. And so let's see, this is going to be a foul on Oneonta, their second of the second quarter, also the second on Kelly Weeks. So she will go to the bench. So Oneonta in some slight foul trouble here. They're going to have to be careful the rest of the way. Delhi leads Oneonta 11-7, 6:45 to go second quarter. A kick at midcourt as Delhi tries to break the press, and Ava Eichler got her left foot on that one, and it ricocheted out of bounds. So again, DA leading OHS 11-7 as both teams continue to try to figure things out here in this non-leaguer. You know, sometimes when you don't play a team all the time like you do in your league, it's tough to know what the other team's going to do style-wise. Delhi gets it in, but a traveling violation against Anna Post will give the ball back here to Oneonta. Again, 6.5 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi 11 and Oneonta 7. Left side of the floor now for Danielle Bastekis. She goes into the corner for McCroney. McCroney on the baseline will feed one back out for Johnson. Johnson into the paint. Eula will toss one up. It's a traveling violation as she tried a spin move there, lost it, and out of bounds. So 6:20 to go in the second quarter, and Delhi gets the ball back once again. They're just tough. Signature defense has been the difference so far here tonight, but they haven't really been able to convert on the offensive end so far either. Here is Reagan Brocky as Delhi leads 11-7 early in the second quarter. Now a steal for Taylor McCroney. I'd say that's her third or fourth, maybe even fifth steal of the game. Ava Eichler left side with a long two. The pull-up jumper, bang, she got it. And Eichler's got 4 points. That pulls Oneonta to within two. It's 11-9 with 5:55 to go in the second frame. Delhi going left to right. Again, they're in the maroon with the black, going up against Oneonta, who's in the white with the blue and the gold trim. Another steal for McCroney. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. McCroney lays it up with the right hand. It's too strong. Rebound for Oneonta. Ball rolls out of bounds, but it will stay with the Jackets with, again, 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading by a deuce, 11-9. And so Danielle Bastekis will feed one in for Eichler. A long three on the right side is off the mark, but a rebound for McCroney. McCroney dishes one back down low for Buzzy. Her right-handed layup won't fall. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to DA. So both teams trying to get the ball inside. Both have been strong on the glass, but they just haven't been able to finish around the rim. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Again, 11-9. Delhi girls leading Oneonta in a low-scoring affair so far tonight. Left side for Little. Little looking to break the press. Goes to Sophia Wakin. Her shot is too strong. Post scoops up the rebound, lays it up and in. Anna Post now with 5 points to lead the way. So you have McCroney with 5 for Oneonta. Post with 5 for DA. As Delhi leads Oneonta 13-9 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. McCroney, step back three, left it short. Died on the front of the rim. Eichler with a rebound, tries to toss it up. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to Delaware Academy here. 5:05 to go in the second quarter, and Brocky will inbound the basketball after the jump ball call. So possession arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs as they'll look to bring it up the floor. They've handled the Oneonta press pretty well so far here tonight. Here's Nealis on the right side of the floor. Bounces one back up for Sylvia Little. Dumps one down low for Post. A good pump fake, tosses it up and in. And if you can get Anna Post the ball there, she's going to have a high percentage because she can finish near the rim, and Delhi leads 15-9. Oneonta takes it down to the right end of the floor. Little baseline jumper here is off the mark. A rebound for Bastekis on the baseline right side. Back out for Eichler. still on the right wing side of the floor in front of the Delhi bench. Now back for Buzzy, top of the key. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Eichler in the lane, tosses it up, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. It's like there's a lid on there right now for OHS. Delhi brings it back up the floor as they go left to right. Stealing the ball away, though, is Vasdekas. Took it away from Little. Down the floor, finds Eichler with the layup. That's short. Eichler gets her own rebound, tosses it up. Can't finish this one, but she's fouled. And again, the shooting woes continue here tonight for Oneonta. Let's see if Ava Eichler, with 4 points, can pick up some free ones here at the line. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi leading Oneonta 15-9. Eichler at the line. First shot is too strong. And so just a frustrating night here shooting the basketball for Oneonta. Delhi's kind of been in the same boat, but Anna Post has heated up over the last couple of minutes, scoring the last 4 points for Delhi. Eichler's second shot is too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Ball out of bounds on the rebound opportunity. And it'll go back to Delhi. So the Bulldogs hanging tough here against a very good Oneonta team tonight. 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here's Chella Schnabel, who's back into the game for Delhi. She's stuck in the backcourt, goes to Sylvia Little. No, it's a 10-second call. With 3:57 to go in the second quarter, they couldn't get it across the timeline. Ball goes back to Oneonta. 15-9 the score. Delhi leading by 6 over the home team tonight, Oneonta. Here's McCroney, who had the first 5 points of the game. She's been quiet, missing her last couple shot opportunities. Eichler gets into the paint off a shot, or a pass, I should say, from McCroney. Hit the rim 4 times and would not go down. You can't make that up, folks. A rebound, though, for Oneonta. Vasdekas passes one out for McCroney. Baseline side will dish one across on a chest pass for Eichler. Baby hook in the lane, won't go down. Gets her own rebound, blocked by Post. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Jackets. 3.5 to go, second quarter. And Oneonta probably, I would say, has not made a shot in the last 2 to 3 minutes of the second quarter. They've only had one basket in the quarter total so far. Oneonta gets it in. Here's Eichler in the lane. Now at the left low block, turnaround shot is no good, but she's fouled by Delhi's Riley Mason. So Eichler will get another opportunity here at the line. And you can tell she's frustrated, but sometimes the best medicine for that is just making a couple of foul shots. 3:25 to go before the halftime break. Here's Eichler at the line, and the first shot is up and good. She has 5 points. The 5'10" sophomore really coming into her own as a player. Had a very, very good showing in the Drago tournament to start off the season and has excelled since then. Second shot for Eichler is good. Nothing but net on both of those. Maybe that'll be the thing to kickstart Oneonta. With 3:20 to go in the second quarter, it's the Delhi girls leading Oneonta on the road 15-11. Now a steal for OHS. Vasdekas takes it down low. Her shot was blocked. Gets it back. Goes to the top of the key for Eichler. Straightaway three. It's good. Eichler now with 9 points. Timeout for Delhi, and Todd Bruce is not happy with the defense there. 3:10 to go, second quarter. It's a one-point game. Oneonta 15, Delhi 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Delhi leading 15-14. They inbound the ball, but a steal by Vasdekas, and she is fouled by Reagan Brocky. So a good break there for Oneonta to come in, steal that ball out of the timeout. I'm sure that is not what Coach Bruce wanted to happen after taking that timeout. Brocky's going to go to the bench, and Nealis will come back in. That's just kind of the game, how it's been here tonight. Both teams with real scrappy defense. Here's Eichler who's gotten hot the last couple of possessions, tosses up a jumper left side. It's off the mark and a post with another rebound. And Riley Mason will get the outlet pass up the floor for Delhi as they go left to right. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi leading by a point, 15-14. Halftime coming up in just over 2.5 minutes. Here is Chela Schnabel, will pass to the left side. And looking for Mason. Out of the high post for Anna Post at the foul line. Bounce pass outside for Nealis. Long jumper is good. It's a 2 for Nealis. Her first bucket of the contest. And Delhi leads by 3, 17-14. Eula Johnson back up the floor to the right side as Oneana goes right to left. They pass one down low for Buzzy. Good layup as she takes it right to the rim. And Buzzy gets it to go. Back to a one-point game. It is 17-16. Delhi on top of Oneana with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Nealis at midcourt, has her pocket picked by Eichler. Ahead for Bass, Dekes puts it up, can't get it to go, but she's fouled by Schnabel, who was coming back on defense and just got a piece of the wrist as Bass Dekes was going up for the layup. So Bass Dekes will step to the line, looking to tie this game up and perhaps give Oneonta the lead. Schnabel with her first foul and team's fourth here in the second quarter. Oneonta with 2 team fouls. First shot for Bass Dekes is off the mark and no good. And you know, both teams have struggled a little bit from the line here tonight. You know, both these teams have, what, 4 or 5 games in, but it's still kind of the early part of the season, and I feel like we're starting to get into that transition time where it's like, okay, got to clean all those little things up. Bastekis goes 1 for 2 at the line as she makes her second shot. That's her first basket of the night. And we are tied 17-17 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. A steal by McCroney at midcourt. Here comes Eichler. Right-handed layup is up and good. Ava Eichler with 11 points off the feed from McCroney. And the Jackets take the lead 19-17 with 1:50 to go here in the second frame. Back up the floor for Mason. Bounce pass down low for Delhi. A turnaround shot is off the mark and no good there for Ruker. Rebound for Nealis. Her shot skims the right side of the rim and won't go down. Oneonta with a rebound. Quickly back up the floor for McCroney. Good move in transition. Takes it to the bucket and she's fouled before she could get the shot off. With 1:28 to go in the second frame. 15 foul on Delhi of the quarter. And let's see, that foul is going to be on Riley Mason. That's going to be her second. And again, the team's fifth. McCroney to the line. First shot too strong off the back of the rim and it won't fall. Sophia Wakin back into the game. And Ruker will head to the bench here for head coach Todd Bruce. Second shot coming for McCroney. This one is up and good. Nothing but the bottom of the tin there for McCroney. So McCroney has 6. Eichler has 11 to lead Oneonta. On the other side, Anna Post with 7 points to lead the Bulldogs. And Oneonta now with a 20-17 lead over Delhi with 1:19 to go in the second quarter. Now we have a tie up at midcourt. Possession arrow will favor Oneonta. So now Delhi's gone cold the last few minutes. And I'm sure Todd Bruce wants this team, his team, to stay close before they get into the halftime break. They've had a great first half on defense here, holding this high-powered Oneonta offense down to 20 points so far. Now a steal by Sophia Wakin. And here comes D.A., left side of the floor. Reach-in foul on Bastekis. And let's see how many she has on her. That'll be the third on the Jackets, first on Bastekis. 1:08 to go in the second quarter. And so Delhi going left to right will inbound on the far side of the floor in front of the Oneonta bench. Schnabel will get it in, finds Mason to the far side for Ruker. Ruker will skip it across the top for Chela Schnabel. Her shot, a little running jumper on the left baseline, is off the mark and no good. Johnson will bring it back up the floor, finding McCroney on the right side. Good dribble of drive to get around Wakin. Pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound for Buzzy. Kicks it back out for Bastekis. She tries a dribble drive off the glass and good. Hit the square and went down for Bastekis. So she has 3 points now. And Oneonta, their biggest lead of the game, 22-17. Back for Wakin. Through her fingertips, out of bounds, goes back to Oneonta. So Delhi starting to unravel here in the last couple of minutes of the second quarter, giving Oneonta a chance to take the lead. As the Jackets now lead the Bulldogs 22-17. 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. Right side of the floor now for Bastekis, setting up the offense for the Jackets. Finds Eula Johnson. Johnson into the corner now for McCroney. Long three, got it. McCroney, the sniper, deadly from downtown. She's got 9, and Oneonta leads 25-17. Delhi with 10 seconds left trying to break the press. Tied up at midcourt. Mason lost it. Here comes Bastekis. tosses one up, no good. McCroney the rebound, can she get it off in time? She does, and it's good. McCroney with 11, and the buzzer sounds. And Oneata, for what was a very tight first half, will lead 27-17 going into the halftime break. Nice job there by McCroney and Eichler to carry the Jackets through the second part of that second quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the Oneata girls leading Delhi at the half, 27-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score, the Oneonta girls leading Delhi 27-17. It's time now for the Morabito Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Scoring summary first for visiting Delhi. 7 points, that's a team high for Anna Post. 4-4, Sophia Waken, and then 2 apiece for Sylvia Little, Reagan Brocky, and Aileen Nealis. On the other side for Oneonta, 11 points each for Taylor McCroney and for Ava Eichler, 3 for Danielle Bastekis, and 2 for Annika Buzzi. So it was McCroney kind of getting hot to start the game. Eichler was cold for a bit, was kind of forcing it, and then really started to come into her own in the second half of the second quarter. Then McCroney got hot again, so they both end up with 11 points in the first half, and I think that was really the difference there the last 3 to 4 minutes of that second quarter. Eichler got hot, McCroney got hot, shooting the basketball, and that really did a lot of damage as Delhi was ahead at one point 17-11, and then they didn't score for a long stretch of time. And Oneonta, just, you can't hold them off that long. And their defense at midcourt with that little kind of pressure trap just caused too many turnovers. And they got too many easy looks at the basket. So Oneonta leads 27-17 at the halftime break. Quick story about Taylor McCroney. Had a chance to watch her in an AAU basketball game earlier in the spring. And I've always known she was a good three-point shooter, but she hit the first 6 three-pointers of this game. It was a game up in Albany. and her team just kept feeding her, and it didn't matter where she was, straightaway shot, right wing, left wing, and the other team's coach was just going bonkers because it didn't matter if they had a hand in her face, if she had to get in between, you know, some defenders, and she was just finding ways. No lie, folks, she hit the first 6 3-pointers of the game, so all in the first, oh, probably 10 minutes of the contest, not even, probably the first 6 minutes of the contest, just came down, bang, 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 was hitting threes. So that's when I really knew. I said, you know, she's special. She'll be able to play somewhere in college, probably at the Division III level. And, boy, she's just got such a nice-looking shot when it is all said and done. And when she's on, she's really on. And it's fun to see these girls play against each other. It really is. And I think it'll be fun later in the week on Saturday when Oneonta is going to play Unitigo. A lot of these girls play AAU basketball together against each other, either with the Catskill Mountain program or with their teams. I know that Oneonta and Delhi and oftentimes now Unitigo is playing AAU together as a school team. So, you know, they might be spending some time together at Catskill Mountain growing up over the years in their AAU programs, but also playing against each other in a lot of the local tournaments, whether it be here at Oneonta or Binghamton or wherever. So I think between basketball and also soccer, a lot of these girls on both these teams are soccer players. They know each other pretty well, and there's a good friendly rivalry between Oneonta and Delhi. So it's great to be able to bring it to you here tonight on the radio. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime here in Oneonta. The Lady Jackets leading visiting Delhi 27-17. We'll take a break. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
With you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can go back and click on the Game Audio Archive tab anytime at WCDOsports.com. You can listen to this game, other games we've done earlier in the year, and it doesn't matter if it's another sport, too. If we've done, you know, football, we've done softball and baseball, we've done some soccer over the years. A majority of it is football and basketball on there, but you can go back and listen anytime. That's a free listen thanks to SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union It's all about you. That's all at WCDOsports.com. And if you're not hip to this whole Twitter thing that I'm always talking about and doing out there, you can just go to WCDOsports.com. Right on the right side of the page, you can scroll through, and basically it's your resource, your tool to find local sports scores. Every night we try to get all the scores that we can, all the stats, pictures, anything else that's relevant to local sports, all our awards. It's all there at WCDOsports.com. And it's not just basketball, folks. In fact, I had a call at the station today of a guy that said, you know, I'd love if you did a little more wrestling. And I said, well, you have you checked out WCDOsports.com and our Twitter page? I said, we've done a lot with wrestling so far this year. There's been some great dual meets. There's been some great tournaments, the Clyde Cole tournament. I mean, Walton Delhi Wrestling is looking very, very strong, as well as Norwich, BGAH. Oneonta's having a good season so far. So if you're looking for the wrestling, I try to get some bowling on there, indoor track, and of course, basketball. But I try to get a little bit of everything on there. So if you go to WCDOsports.com, you're looking for something, it's all right there. And if you are hip to the Twitter thing, you know, please go on, give me a follow. You can just search for me at Nate Lull, L-U-L-L, like lullaby, and you can find all the local sports information right there. We try to cover the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, the MAC, and we try to fit in Cooperstown, Oneonta, as well as Norwich, in some of our local teams that aren't in the big leagues that we have, with Norwich and Oneonta being in the stack, and then Cooperstown technically being in Section 3 in the Center State Conference, but they're right over the line. I have no problem putting them into our coverage. So go there, WCDOsports.com, everything you need. We're all set for the start of the second half here. 27-17 the score. Oneonta leading the Delhi girls. Let's see if maybe the Bulldogs can use that defense to chip back into this contest. Oneonta will inbound the basketball at midcourt, and here is Danny Bastekis at midcourt as Oneonta in the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Now they go left to right. Delhi's in the road maroon uniforms with the gray and the black trim. Here's McCroney, left side three. That one is from way downtown, from West Oneonta. It's no good. Rebound, Bastekis tosses it up from the foul line. Off a long rebound, it's up and in. And Bastekis with 5 points now. Oneonta leads 29-17. Here's Sylvia Little, the freshman point guard. She's going to be special, folks. You got to make sure you watch her in the upcoming years, as she is fouled in the backcourt here by Bastekis with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. It is Oneonta leading Delhi 29-17. Bulldogs will look to get the ball in. They'll find Little right at midcourt. She is swarmed. It's a double team. Dishes one off for Anna Post across the midcourt timeline. Passing down low. Anna Post with the interior pass. It was kicked away there by Johnson and out of bounds. One thing I got to say for Delhi, they are going to be ready for MAC league play. They have really challenged themselves with this non-league schedule, playing some very tough teams. So when it comes time to play in their own league, they're going to be ready. Delhi gets the ball into Anna Post at the right low block. The shot is good. The kiss off the glass and through the net, and she's fouled. Anna Post will go to the line. She's got 9 points, and she's looking to get into double figures with the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here. 7:15 to go. Third quarter, it's Oneonta 29 and Delhi 19. And here is Anna Post looking for the and-one three-point play. Post taking her time here. Takes a deep breath. Foul shot is up and good. Rolled around the rim and finds the bottom of the tin. Anna Post now with 10 points. And it's back to a 9-point ball game. Oneonta 29 and Delhi 20. Here is Taylor McCroney. A step-in jumper, left it short. Rebound for Sophia Wakin, the super sophomore here for the Bulldogs. Outlet pass ahead for Sylvia Little. In transition finds Reagan Brocky. And she is fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup. Basket won't go, but she'll head to the line with 6:55 to go, third quarter. And so Brocky will step in to shoot two. So that's three quick fouls as a team on Oneonta here in the third quarter. That'll be the second foul on Anna Kabuzzi. First shot here is up and will be good for Reagan Brocky. And so Brocky now with 3 points. Second shot coming for her. Dies on the front of the rim, bounces right back to her, but McCroney picks her pocket, heads down the right wing side. Now dishes one out for Bastekis on a long three-pointer. Ball short. McCroney into the land of the trees there, maybe the smallest guard on the floor, rips down a rebound, pulls it back out. Now Ava Eichler left side, nothing but net there for Eichler, and she's got 14. You can't leave her open. Oneonta leads Delhi 32-21 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Little up the right side of the floor, gets across the half-court timeline in front of the Bulldogs bench. Now inside for Anna Post. Lost it 2-on-1 here for Johnson. Yulia Johnson takes it the length of the floor, lays it up and in. And Johnson with her first basket of the night. Timeout is taken by Delhi with 6:18 to go, third quarter. It's Oneonta 34, Delhi 21. We'll be back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:18 to go, third quarter, live from Oneonta High School tonight. It's the Oneonta girls continuing to try to pull away here from Delhi, 34-21. Out of the timeout, the inbound pass through the hands there of Reagan Brocky and out of bounds. And so that gives it right back here to Oneonta. Underneath their own basket as they go left to right. Here's Ava Eichler. We'll dish one out for McCroney. Long straightaway three. Got it. McCroney from way downtown gets that one to go, and she is matching Eichler point for point. They both have 14 with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It is Oneonta 37, Delhi 21. Little tried to break through the press there, and we'll have a foul on Oneonta, their fourth. And that foul is going to be on Bastekis, her third. And so Kelly Weeks will check back in here for Oneonta. That's four team fouls on Oneonta in the third quarter. None on Delhi so far. Delhi gets the ball in. They find Nealis in the backcourt. They try to get across the half-court timeline before time expires. They get it to Waken. Now ahead for Sylvia Little. They go down low for Anna Post. She goes up for a left-handed layup, and she's fouled by Eula Johnson. And Post will head to the line with 5:50 to go, third quarter. So Post will shoot two. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, folks. We'll be at Unitego for a boys game, another non-leaguer. Mac versus the Tri-Valley tomorrow as Unitego hosts Lawrence for a 7:15 tip. Butler Auto tip-off show at about 7:05. Anna Post, her first foul shot is no good. Second one coming. We'll be in Green on Friday night for another boys matchup as Green will host Unadilla Valley. And UV is a team you need to get out and watch if you're local here, folks. The UV boys, very, very good, and they've had a tough schedule to start, and they've done pretty well with it, playing a bunch of Class A and B schools. Second shot is up and good for Post. She now has 11, and with 5:50 to go in the third quarter, it's the Oneonta girls leading Delhi 37-22. Here is Eula Johnson for Oneonta as they go left to right. Johnson will dish one off to McCroney. She drives, takes it right to the rim. Too strong. Did everything perfectly, just couldn't finish. Post scoops up a rebound. And a diving outlet pass ahead for Nealis. Nealis finds Brocky at midcourt. Tried to dish one to Sylvia Little. Stolen away by McCroney. This one is up and in for Taylor McCroney. She has 16, and she's got to be getting close to double-digit steals. She has just been everywhere on the floor tonight for Oneonta. Left side of the floor for Brocky. Brocky goes back to Nealis, and her pass floats out of bounds. She was trying to get it down the sideline on that far side for Brocky, and it just sailed out of bounds. Timeout taken here by Oneonta with 5:10 to go, third quarter. Oneonta girls lead Delhi 39-22. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Back underway, the Oneonta timeout. The Oneonta girls lead Del High 39-22. Here's Taylor McCroney with 16 points. Finds Ava Eichler right side for three. She got it. Eichler's got 17. McCroney's got 16. I chuckle because they just can't miss right now. Oneonta leads 42-22 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass through traffic from Baxter here. Hannah Baxter finds Sylvia Little down low for Anna Post at the right low block. Her shot is too strong. Ball trickles around off the rebound. Last touched, it looks like, by the Jackets. That's what the Zebra Crew says, so it will stay with Del High. They will inbound underneath the basket on their own end with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. On offensive end of the floor, I should say, as they go right to left. Here is Little and Bastekis. No, that's Weeks, is right in her grill, and a reach-in foul with 4.5 to go, third quarter. Oneonta leading 42-22 in this non-leaguer here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along wherever you're listening from. A couple of college scouts I can see in the crowd here tonight, maybe scoping out some of these players that are getting to be juniors and seniors. If they're looking at some of the Oneonta players, well, they're getting a good show here tonight. First shot for Little is up and good. She has 3 points. And that makes it Oneonta 42, Del High 23. And the second shot coming here for the freshman, Sylvia Little. Too strong off the back of the rim. Eula Johnson skies for a rebound and brings it back up the floor. Johnson on the left side, dribble drive, takes it inside. A sweet little Dr. J finger roll is good for Johnson. She's got 4 points. And with 4:15 to go in the third quarter, it is Oneonta 44, leading DA, who has 23. Del High trying to cut their way back into this, and that's going to be a 10-second call. Just swarming defense here from the Jackets, and Del High struggling against the press here tonight with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. So 44-23 is our score. Oneonta will get the ball back here in front of their own bench. Here's Eula Johnson. Gets it in as Johnson breaks away from her defender, gets into the paint, lays it up and in. Johnson now starting to catch fire, and she's got 6 points. U for two, they like to say here on the PA at OHS. As Eula now with 6 points. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 46-23. Right side of the floor for Delaware Academy as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here's Little, finds Mason for a long three. That one's off the mark. And a rebound here for Buzzy of Oneonta as they go left to right. Running down the right wing side of the floor. Bounce pass to the left side for Johnson. Johnson now finds Kelly Weeks. Weeks picks up her dribble, goes to McCroney in the corner. McCroney with 16 points tonight as she only trails her teammate Ava Eichler, who has 17 on the score sheet. They go down low to Buzzy at the left low block. Back out McCroney straight away for a long two with seven on the shot clock. It's no good. Post with another rebound, and they'll say she traveled as she slid that pivot foot as she tried to escape some trouble there. With 3:10 to go, third quarter. Again, Oneonta leading Del High 46-23. It's the Stack versus the Mac here tonight in a non-league battle as Del High came over the hill to Oneonta High School tonight. OHS looking to get it in on the interior. Now they go Ava Eichler left side. Eichler with a pump fake. Will dish one off to McCroney at the top of the key. McCroney to the left side. Little floater in the lane. Off the glass and good for McCroney. She's got 18. Boy, just well done. Came off a screen really clean and was able to put it home. OHS leading at Del High 48-23 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's Post at the foul line. Takes it down low. Off the glass, up and in for Anna Post. She now has 13. 48-25 with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. Kelly Weeks gets across midcourt, finds Ava Eichler. Eichler looking for options, gets into the blue paint, will leave one back off for Lane Johnson, who's checked back in. Floater in the lane here for Oneonta. That's Kelly Weeks, and she gets it to go. And Oneonta now leads 50-25 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. They'll go to Anna Post again. Her shot off the glass is up and good. So Post has 15, and it's 50-27. So if they can get the ball inside to Anna, she's doing a really nice job, and she's got some room to operate with now. But she has been their main source of scoring. She has 15 of their 27 here tonight. Here's Weeks with another jumper. This one is too strong. Lane Johnson with the rebound. Had it ripped away by Anna Post, and she'll dribble out of trouble. Down the left wing side of the floor. Post wants to try to go coast to coast. Takes it in, and a blocking foul is called against Farrell here of Oneonta. With a minute 40 to go third quarter, Post will head back to the line. Anna Post, the remaining starter left from last year's state championship team. The other four graduating. Logan Bruce, Caitlin Finch, Olivia Wakin, Brenda Giaffi, all off to play college now. And Anna was the lone junior in the starting lineup last year and is a senior right now here for Delhi. Post gets the first one to go. She's got 16. Second one coming here for Posty as she takes a deep breath with a minute 40 to go in the third. Settles in, and the foul shot is up. This one too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Jackets will buzz over and scoop this one up. Again, our score, Oneonta girls leading Delhi 50-28 here tonight on WCDO. Jackets with the basketball, right side of the floor. A pass there from Farrell is too tall for Ava Eichler, and out of bounds it goes. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Again, 50-28 the score. Both sides starting to go to the bench a little bit here and get some of the reserves into the contest. Far side of the floor now for O'Neill, who's in for Delhi. A pass down low for Ruker, and she's fouled with a minute 15 to go in this third quarter. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And this will be Elena Ruker heading to the line looking for her first points of the night for Delaware Academy. Glad to have you along. It's going to be a full week of basketball, and it's just starting to heat up here, folks, on the radio. We love to bring you 2-3 games a week from all over the Tri-County area. So make sure you keep an eye on WCDOsports.com. That's where we'll have our radio schedule at the top of the page of what games we're planning on doing. Ruker's first shot is up and in, so that's her first point of the night. Second one coming for Ruker. And this one is too strong. Rebound for Lane Johnson. Really good box out and a strong quality rebound there for the Jackets. So we come up on a minute to go in the third quarter with Delhi trailing on the road here tonight at Oneonta 50-29. Here's Taylor McCroney. Again, she has 18 points. That's a game high so far. McCroney gets into the paint. Will dish into the corner for Eichler. Her three ball is partially blocked, tipped out of bounds. They'll say it was last touched by Lane Johnson, who was trying to save it. So with under a minute to go, 52 seconds left in this third quarter, ball goes back to Delaware Academy. They'll bring it back up the floor with Chella Schnabel on the baseline. Tried to pass one to the high post there for Hannah Baxter. It was intercepted by Kelly Weeks, and Weeks is fouled as she comes back up the floor. First foul, believe it or not, in the third quarter on Delhi. We'll see who they got this on. Could have been two players who were there on defense. They will get it on Hannah Baxter. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Oneonta with the basketball. Here's Ava Eichler. Left side, takes it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Lane Johnson, a rebound, and she is hammered as she tries to put it back up. And she will head to the foul line with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, our score, Oneonta 50 and Delhi 29. So here is the 5'11 junior, Lane Johnson, looking for her first points of the night. Tallest player on the floor, just a little bit taller than 5'10 Ava Eichler. First shot for Johnson is off the mark and no good. The team of three Johnsons, Hannah Johnson, Eula Johnson, and Lane Johnson for Oneonta. Hannah is out with an injury tonight. Otherwise, you'd be seeing a lot of her, another dynamic guard here for Oneonta. Hannah Johnson gets the second, that was Lane with the second foul shot. She gets that to go. So it's 51-29. Outside shot here for Delhi on that far side. A three ball is off the mark and no good from Ruker. Rebound here for Riley Mason. That won't go down. Another rebound pulled down by Delhi, and we have a foul as O'Neill will go to the line. With 6 seconds to go in this third quarter, it's 51-29, and O'Neill will step in to shoot two. Foul for Oneonta is on Lane Johnson, her second, team second in the third quarter. So O'Neill's first shot is no good. Hits the side of the rim on the right side and bounces free. O'Neill settles in for her second shot as Delhi has all five starters out of the contest at the moment. Second foul shot is no good. Ball trickles out of bounds. Both teams couldn't get to it in time, so it goes to Oneonta with 6.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's McCroney trying to bring it back up the floor. She'll get to half court. Look to take a shot at the buzzer. Didn't get it off in time. Misses the shot. And at the end of the third quarter, it's OHS leading Delhi, 51-29. Fourth quarter coming on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks, as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter here. It is the Oneonta girls leading a 51-29 over the visiting Delhi Bulldogs. And so both teams going to the bench here mostly for the start of the fourth quarter. Again, our score is Oneonta leading 51-29. Only starters that are left in right now for Oneonta are McCroney and Eichler. I'm assuming that they'll come out in the first couple of minutes if the score remains similar to this. Eichler with a dribble drive down low. Shot won't go. Lane Johnson scoops up the rebound, puts it up and in. She has 3 points. And with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 53-29. The Jackets leading at Delhi. And now a backcourt violation as Delhi tried to bring it across with Riley Mason. And so the ball goes back to Oneonta. And so OHS will get the ball at midcourt. Here's McCroney to the left side. McCroney looking for options. Will hand one off to Kelly Weeks, as Oneonta looks to burn a little clock here with a hefty lead in the fourth quarter, 53-29. Left side of the floor for Oneonta. They are in the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Now a steal by Delhi. Chella Schnabel on the floor. Comes up with the loose basketball. Good hustle there. Delhi in the maroon with the gray and the black trim will bring it back across the Jackets logo at midcourt. Bounce pass for Schnabel on the left side. Looking for options. Oneonta sitting in a 2-3 zone. Still very active. Let's see what Delhi can do against it. A pass down low for Riley Mason as she tried to split through the defense, and she was fouled. First foul of the fourth quarter will be the fourth foul on Kelly Weeks for Oneonta. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta leads Delhi 53-29 here tonight on WCDO. We're coming to you live from Oneonta High School. Glad to be here for, I'd say, I think this is our third straight year we've done at least one game here at OHS, and they've been very welcoming. And longtime athletic director Joe Hughes has been very good to us here. A steal now for Delhi as Oneonta brings it across midcourt with 6.5 to go. Oneonta leads 53-29. Here's Schnabel left side on the baseline. Gets it back to Mason. She gets it into the paint. Long shot there is off the mark. No good. Ball on the rebound. Rolls out of bounds. It will stay here with the Bulldogs. And Mason will look to inbound underneath the basket and the Bulldogs own offensive end of the floor. They will find O'Neill left side. No, it's a little trick play. They go to Baxter, right side on the baseline for a long two is Hannah Baxter, and she gets to go, the senior guard wearing number 4. So it's OHS leading DA 53-31. Bastekis is back in the ball game now here for Oneonta. So Coach Matt Miller kind of mixing up reserves and starters here in the fourth quarter with a 53-31 lead. Turnaround shot in the lane for Annika Buzzy won't go down. And Delhi comes away with the basketball. They'll go to O'Neill in the corner in front of the DA benches. They go right to left. A pass back to Riley Mason and a reach-in foul here on Oniata. That will be on Mary Brantley, her first and the team's second of the fourth quarter. McCroney's going to come to the bench. She gets a nice ovation here from the Jackets crowd. I'm assuming she might be done for the night. She finishes with 18 points. Pass down low here for DA. That's Hannah Baxter again. And so she has 4 points now. Eichler has also subbed out of the contest. So those two starters, again with 18 and 17 respectively, will get to watch the rest of this one over from the Oneonta bench with OHS leading 53-33 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Buzzy at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock here for the Jackets as they try to get a shot off. Buzzy, dribble drive to the basket on the left side, and she's fouled as she gets to the left low block. And so Buzzy, in the act of shooting, will now head to the line for two. Stay tuned for our postgame show coming up after the conclusion of this one. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll also give you a full stats summary as Buzzy gets the first shot to go. She now has 3 points. With 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Oneonta 54, Delhi 33. Second shot for Buzzy, and she buries it, so she has 4. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here tonight on WCDO. Here's Mason to the right side with a bounce pass to O'Neill. And now a steal by Eula Johnson. Johnson down the right side of the floor, takes it up to the rim, and she's fouled with 4:59 left. And Eula Johnson, who started the contest tonight cold shooting, has really come on here in the second half. I know she only has 6 points, but she's just done a little bit of everything. So Johnson will step to the line for two. One of the players who really stepped up big in the absence of Taylor McCroney for the Drago tournament for the first couple of games of the year for OHS. Johnson gets the first shot to go. She now has 7. And Oneonta leads 56-33. Looks like the starting five is going to come back in here for Delhi to play the last couple of minutes for head coach Todd Bruce. Johnson's second shot is good. So she has 8. So the starting five will come back in of Nealis as well as Post, Rocky, Little, and Waken. Coach Bruce had a quick chat with those guys to start the fourth quarter. Now they'll get to come back in and play the last 5 minutes. Again, with our score, the Oneonta girls leading 56-33, which was a very tight game pretty much up until halftime. It was a very, very tight game with a couple of lead swings, and then Oneonta just started to pull away with some hot shooting late in the second quarter, led by halftime at 10, and they haven't looked back. Shot here by Nealis is off the mark. Oneonta will pick up a rebound and ahead for Eula Johnson as she crosses midcourt with 4.5 to go. 57-33 the score. Here's Johnson, gets into the paint. Shot is up and good. And Johnson gets that to go. She's now into double figures with 10 points. So you have McCroney with 18, Eichler with 17, Johnson with 10. And so Delhi with the basketball, and they will bring it down the floor, and Post got into the post, got tied up there with Lane Johnson. Will have a jump ball, possession arrow, will keep it with the Lady Bulldogs. Sylvia Little will inbound the basketball underneath the glass, will find one back out for Nealis. Long three ball is too strong there, and a rebound for Buzzy with 4 minutes to go. And here is Eula Johnson on the right side. Again, Oneonta in the white home uniforms tonight with the blue and the gold trim going left to right. In front of the Oneonta bench, here's Johnson with a pass into the interior. Eula passes down low for Lane, can't get it to go. Lane Johnson back out here for Danny Bastekis. Her running jumper is no good. Lane Johnson, another rebound, puts this one up. It's off the mark and no good. Too much mustard on that one as it rolled around the rim and then popped free. And here comes Delhi with 3.5 to go. Score right now is Oneonta 59 and Delhi 33. Here's Anna Post, takes it right to the rim. A turnaround shot is good. She has 18. That's a team high, also tied for the game high with one of her good friends, Taylor McCroney, on the other side for OHS. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Bastekis down low, gets tied up, and Anna Post will come away with a steal. Post down the floor, takes it right to the rim. This one is too strong, off the back of the rim, out of bounds. Last touch by the Jackets on the attempted rebound, and it will stay with D.A. with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And so Delhi will have the basketball underneath the basket. They go to Anna Post at the high post, takes it down low. The kiss off the glass is no good. Scoops up her own rebound, puts it up and in. Count it and the foul for Anna Post. And she is doing some work down low, gets it to go. She's got 20. And now we'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. With 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's the Oneonta girls leading Delhi 59-37. Post takes a deep breath. She has to be tired. She's done a lot of hard work tonight down in the low post. Shot coming here for Anna. This one is up and good. Took her time and got it to go. And she has 21 points. It's 59-38. Oneonta leading Delhi. So the starters have come back in for Delhi for the last couple of minutes of this contest, and they've made a nice difference here for DA. Shot by Eula Johnson is out of bounds, last touched by Nealis as she got her fingertips on it. Ball rolled out of bounds. 2:47 to go in the fourth, and Oneonta has the basketball. Only starter that's in right now is Danielle Bastekis for OHS. Eula Johnson is still in there as well. Johnson left side of the floor. OHS goes left to right. Johnson a little give and go. Hands one off for Farrell. And Maria Farrell now will try to pass one back for Johnson. Stolen away, though, by Anna Post. Post finds Sylvia Little, and the break is on here for the Bulldogs. Quickly down the floor. Little with the shot. The scoop shot is up and good for Sylvia Little, and she has 5 points. So 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 19-point ball game at the moment. Now a steal here by Delhi. And here's Little on a breakaway. Wants to take it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Sylvia Little now with 7 points. And that's second on the team in scoring. And the score is Oneonta 59 and Delhi 42 with 2 minutes to go in this fourth frame. Here's Eula Johnson right at midcourt. Again, as the Jackets go left to right, she dribbles in front of her own bench and now slows things down. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have our three awards as well as a full scoring summary. Pass into the corner now here for Bastekis. Bastekis looking for some options. 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to toss one up. She does. It falls short. Back to Johnson, and she couldn't get it off before the shot clock expired. With a minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter, it's OHS leading DA 59-42, and Delhi is going to send the reserves back in. Anna Post will head to the bench. She will finish tonight with a game-high 21 points. Has to be a double-double. She was a monster on the glass as well, so a great job tonight here for Anna Post. 59-42, currently our score here tonight from the Hive at Oneonta High School. A big thank you to them for having us here. This is a great setup right at midcourt and a great place to watch a basketball game. Minute 27 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi turns the ball over, so Oneonta will get it back, and Johnson will bring it down the floor as they cross the Yellow Jackets logo at midcourt with a minute 20 to go. 59-42 the score, and we are going to have a push-off foul. Looks like for an illegal screen here on Oneonta, but time is about to run out here on DA as they trail 59-42 with, again, only a minute 18 to go in the fourth quarter. I think this is a good lesson, though, for DA. You know, going forward, you have a game like this. This is going to be a good one for when you get into MAC play. You're going to have seen some very, very good teams in your non-league schedule. It just prepares you for that battle, which is going to be the MAC for the girls this year, because there's some great and very competitive teams. I think there's 5 or 6 teams top to bottom that can really make a run for the playoffs. Steal now for Oneonta. Back up the floor for Kelly Weeks. Has it poke checked away at midcourt. Ball is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Jackets come away with it with 45 seconds left. And Oneonta on top 59-42. Here's Johnson, left side of the floor. Dribbles through her legs. And just trying to burn some clock now. 10 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Johnson gets down low. And let's see, a traveling violation. Lost control of it as she tried to split two defenders. She got sandwiched. And the ball will go back to DA for the last 30 seconds of tonight's contest. Right side of the floor. And ball pinballing around at midcourt. Delhi gave it away. And the Jackets will come up with it here. And Farrell will get it across midcourt. Farrell finds Kelly Weeks. And Oneonta will run out the clock here. Looks like our final score tonight will be 59-42 as we're under 10 seconds to go. The Oneonta girls stay undefeated with a non-league victory tonight over visiting Delaware Academy. It is, as time expires here. Looks like Delhi might try to get a layup at the buzzer. It won't count before the buzzer sounds. Our final score, 59-42. Oneonta defeats Delhi in girls non-league action tonight. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport. Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Oneonta High School tonight. Our final score, Oneonta girls defeating Delhi 59-42 in a non-league matchup tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Delhi, a game-high 21 points for the senior Anna Post. She was sensational. I'm sure it was a double-double as well. I'm sure she had well over 10 rebounds. So she leads the way for Delhi, followed by 7 points from Sylvia Little, 4 points apiece from Sophia Waken and Hannah Baxter, 3 from Reagan Brocky, and 2 from Aileen Nealis, and then 1 from Elena Ruker tonight for Delhi. On the other side for Oneonta, a team-high 18 points for Taylor McCroney, her partner in crime Ava Eichler with 17, and Eula Johnson with 10 points here tonight, so 3 players in double figures for Oneonta. 5 points for Danny Bastekis, 4 for Annika Buzzy, 3 for Lane Johnson, and 2 for Kelly Weeks. Time now for our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our first award is for offense tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Anna Post from Delhi, a game-high 21 points. Again, she was sensational and kept Delhi in this game. It was a very close game right up until halftime when OHS finally just opened the floodgates with some hot shooting on the offensive end of the floor. But we'll give Anna Post our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I know she had 18 points tonight. That's Taylor McCroney. We'll give her this award, but I thought she was so great on defense, all those steals. I'm going to have to check the official stats. I'm sure she had a double-double, and she really helped open things up with her defense. So Oneonta's Taylor McCroney is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. 17 points tonight for Ava Eichler. She is our All-Purpose Award winner. I thought her shooting was key in that second quarter when they really started to get things going. So we will give Oneonta's Ava Eichler our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Again, our final score, Oneonta 59, Delhi 42 in this girls' non-league basketball contest tonight. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night at around 7 o'clock, 7.05 for a 7:15 tip-off as the Unitigo boys will host Lawrence in a non-league matchup tomorrow at Unitigo. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He is our in-game producer. And a big thank you to Oneonta and Athletic Director Joe Hughes for having us here tonight. Really glad to come here to Oneonta. It's always a fantastic time. Again, final score 59-42. Oneonta defeats Delhi. I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on CDO Sports.